You're listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches, the show that gives pastors and church leaders the clarity they need to protect their people, property, and ministry.
Welcome back to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. I'm your host, Ron Wadley with Insurance for Texans. We help church leaders to protect their people and property with wisdom and clarity. Today, we're talking about a conversation that a lot of church leaders are having quietly and sometimes with great dread. Property insurance has become expensive. In some cases, it is painfully expensive. And for many Texas churches, it feels like the rules changed overnight. Bill serves on the leadership team at a church in Waco. Not long ago, he opened an envelope that no church leader ever wants to see, a non-renewal notice from the church's insurance company. The company was pulling out of Texas. No discussion, no negotiation, just a deadline and a recommendation to find replacement coverage. When Bill started shopping, the quotes came back more than double what the church had been paying. Same buildings, same ministry, very different price tag. With a tight budget and rising costs everywhere else, Bill honestly wondered how the church was supposed to keep going without sacrificing something important. Bill's situation isn't rare. It's happening across Texas. Insurance companies that underpriced property risk for years are correcting course. Some are raising deductibles, others are limiting roof coverage. Many are simply exiting the state altogether. Churches feel blindsided because they didn't change anything. But the market did. Weather losses, inflation, and rebuilding costs have forced insurers to rethink what they're willing to cover and at what price. That leaves church leaders stuck between two very difficult decisions: paying higher premiums versus maintaining the church's already tight budget. When premiums spike, it's tempting to think about going without property insurance altogether. I hear it more often than you'd expect. But here's the truth. In Texas, weather is not optional. Hail, wind, fire, and freezing events eventually hit everyone. Having reduced coverage, even with a higher deductible or actual cash value on the roof, is still far better than having no coverage at all. Insurance doesn't have to be perfect to be useful. It just has to exist when something goes wrong. If a church truly can't afford full replacement coverage right now, there's still a baseline that should never be ignored. Liability insurance. Liability claims don't care about your roof deductible or your budget cycle. If someone gets hurt on your property or a claim is filed against leadership, those costs come fast and hit hard. The good news is that liability coverage is still relatively affordable for churches. Even when property coverage has to be scaled back, protecting the church from lawsuits remains within reach. What helped Bill wasn't finding a perfect policy, it was finding a realistic one. By working with a Texas-based church insurance specialist, he was able to restructure coverage, understand where compromises made sense, and protect the church from total financial exposure. It wasn't about shortcuts. It was about clarity. Faithful stewardship doesn't mean avoiding hard decisions. It means making them with all the necessary information. If your church has received a non-renewal notice or seen major premium increases, don't navigate that alone. Visit insurancefortexans.com and connect with a church insurance specialist who understands what's happening in Texas right now. We help churches find workable solutions when the market gets tough. And if you want a clearer framework for making insurance decisions without panic or guesswork, download a copy of our book, The Promise of Certainty, at thepromiseofcertainty.com. It's built to help church leaders stay steady when coverage gets complicated. I'm Ron Wadley, and this has been Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. Until next time, remember, understanding your church's insurance prepares you for what lies ahead.
Thanks for listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance. Until next time, remember, insurance isn't just about policies. It's about safeguarding the mission God has called you to lead.